Hello, and welcome to the Say It Out Loud podcast. I am your host, Christine Daynard, and the goal of this podcast is to encourage you to live your best and most authentic life by digging deeper and finding connection through vulnerability. I believe we have been taught that vulnerability is a weakness, when in fact, it is our superpower. In this space, I will share personal stories and conversations with others so you can be empowered by their strength and inspired to take action in your own life. Thank you so much for being here. Now let's get started. Well, hello and welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for being here. This is Christine and this is going to be a solo episode. So just me today. And it's probably going to be a short-ish one. I'm going to say short-ish at this point because I'm just beginning. And when I think it's going to be short, it often ends up being a little longer than short. So we'll see where this goes. But you know, buckle in, let's go for a little ride together today. I am actually recording this podcast the night before it's getting posted. And, you know, I probably don't even need to tell you that. You really don't need to know that. But I feel like, you know, it's just on my heart to say it because these last couple months have been really full for me. And I've been kind of going through some of the mucky middle. And if you've never heard me describe that before, you know, when we're going through different parts of growth in our lives, this growth, and we've come to a place and then we're on our way to the next place, there's always this like muck in the middle. You know, there's this stuff that you have to work through, the stuff that you have to look at, the stuff that's happening. And then all while you're in that growth phase, life is also still happening around you. So, you know, eventually, I think for me anyways, I got to a point in my life where it was like, okay, I only have so much energy to give. I know it seems like I have a lot of energy, and I do have a lot of energy, but we only have enough energy to give in a day, right? We only have so much. And so as I was kind of going through this like mucky middle, which I'm sure I'll tell you about at some point, it's going to come out. Like it's not that anything is a big deal. Really, it probably would seem like maybe nothing to you, but to me, it has been a mucky middle. And at the same time of this stuff that I am kind of like sifting through, the stuff that I'm working through, that's the real work. It's like the leftovers from, you know, a previous life. There's leftovers from, you know, how things made me feel or how I used to respond or just all kinds of things. Like, as you're going through your personal growth development or your personal growth journey, as they would say, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you start to realize. You start to realize that you say and do things a certain way because that's the way you learned them. And then as you go through this personal development journey, you realize that the ways that you learned weren't necessarily the right ways for you, but it's what you learned. So you did those things. And then when you're in the unlearning, which means you're recognizing that you're still doing some of the things that you were taught to do, but like you feel like they're, it's almost like you're trapped in a small little box and you can't get out. You feel like that because those things weren't really necessarily meant for you. Those rules or ways or things weren't necessarily just for you. They were what you were taught. And you kind of like break out of that box and then you're into the next level where you now are facing all the new things that are in outside of that box. You're facing all these new things and it takes a lot of your energy when you're doing some of this work because you're unlearning what you used to know about you, who you used to be, versions of yourself that you used to be, and beliefs that you had about yourself. And you're kind of like shedding that skin and you're moving into the next version of you. And it takes a lot of energy. But like I was saying, while we're going through our personal journey, it's like we're still living life, right? We're still out there. We're still doing all the things. And so when you realize that you only have so much energy, like I realized these last couple months, you know, you only have so much to give. And there are certain things that are a real priority. And for me, I'm going to tell you that I know that one of the things I'll probably mention in this episode is one of these things is super important to me. So it's like no matter where I am in the middle of my muck, it's important to me that I see this through. So I'm going to give it my energy. And if I have energy for nothing else, I have energy for that thing. Okay, you with me so far? So within the last couple of months, I have basically ended up like postponing a lot of my podcast interviews because I didn't have space for them or room or energy for them in that time. So for the tail end of August and most of September, where I had myself stacked for podcast interviews, I all of a sudden realized I couldn't do all the things. And, you know, I could have done what I used to do, which is just do them all anyway, so I can get it done and, you know, check that box and accomplish that thing and say I did it all and give myself a pat on the back. I realize since I've now been through burnout twice now, that's not the way that I can operate. I will go down like a ball of flames pretty fast if I just keep doing all the things I feel like I should, have to, blah. It's like all of this old messaging in my head is like, you know what? This isn't for you anymore. You can choose your own rules. So that's what I did. And as I say this out loud, I want you to know that you can actually change the rules of your life anytime you want. You can change the story. You can change where you want to go. You can change how you're living it. You can change what you believe. You can change anything, anytime, anything, anytime you can change it. And so as I realized that I was about to basically implode, if I was to take on all of these podcast interviews that I had booked, plus all the other amazing things that are showing up in my life, all these amazing things that I'm getting the opportunity to do and be a part of, you know, something had to give. And I was lucky enough in the sense that I had done enough podcast interviews and had enough conversations that I could schedule up until now. I had enough to keep me going until this moment. And of course, I realized tonight, huh, look at that. I don't have an episode for tomorrow. So here I am going to chat with you about it. But I think it makes for a good episode to share some of these thoughts because, you know, we're all out there running around doing all these things. And like, do we always do them for the right reasons? Not necessarily. And maybe what we think are the right reasons aren't maybe our reasons anymore. And we just need a moment to acknowledge that maybe those aren't our reasons anymore. You follow with me already? So I had to postpone and cancel essentially all these podcast episodes that I had pre-scheduled for myself. I don't know why I can't say that. It's also evening and I pretty much have like an off switch at 8 o'clock and I'm pretty sure we're past that point right now. So, so bear with me as I work my way through this one. So I knew that I had to do that. And in doing that, I opened myself up to give more energy into this really amazing project that I'm working on. And some of you may have heard about it. I've been working with three other local women here in the Waterloo region on this amazing, nurturing, personal development, full day, immersive experience called the Bloom Event. And the four of us have been working together since May of 2023. As I record this episode, we're at the tail end of September. So we're just about to flip into October. And so we've been working on this and we meet every single week for at least 2 hours. Some of our meetings end up being in person and for much, much longer extended periods of time. But for the most part, we meet for a couple hours a week, which may seem like nothing. But that's, you know, when you're adding that into your regular work week or your stuff, it takes up a little bit of time, right? But in addition to that, we're doing all of these parts and all these pieces and all this work to make this event come to life. And they're important parts. So it's not just the 2-hour meeting. Of course, you all know how this works, right? You go to a meeting, you decide on certain things that you're going to do, and then you have to go out and get those things done before the next meeting. Or, you know, that's sort of how it works, right? So I have been doing all the things and going to these meetings and also trying to keep up with all these other things that I was doing. And it's like, okay, at what point am I going to give myself a little bit of grace here? Because I'm not going to pretend I can do all the things all the time because I don't want to end up in the place that I was right at the end of my Buzz Tour career and that business before I close it down, where I was so burnt out and so fallen flat on the floor that it took me months to pick myself back up again. So this is something I do for me. And as I say it out loud, I want to encourage you to be sure that you're taking on what you can take on and everything extra. You can pick what those extras are, can go to the wayside. You can always come back to them. You can always do it again. You can always reschedule. But we can only actually take on so much. And I think that a lot of it has to do with this, you know, this grander idea in the world, this idea that we have to do all the things, meet all the marks. In order to be successful, we must please everybody else. We must do all the things, never let anybody down. And what happens when we do that? Well, number one, we often become a little resentful because we're doing everything for everybody else. And we know we're not doing anything for us. So we get tired, right? So we get resentful because it's like, I'm doing all this for that thing and I'm not getting anything back. That's resentment. That's doing too much for others and not taking care of self, right? So I knew that I didn't want to do that again. So maybe I'm over-explaining. It's common. I do that all the time. And I'm having a beer. So maybe that has something to do with the over-explaining. But essentially, I'm sitting here and having this conversation with you because I had to walk away from all of the bookings and all of the planned podcast episodes that I had. But I believe everything happens for a reason. And I had to let in, for me, I knew in my body, my gut, my heart, everything, that this Bloom event is a huge part of something bigger than me, you know, to reconnect people with their heart, to help them nurture themselves, to help them find a little piece of them that maybe they've never uncovered before. And, you know, be able to maybe retell the story of their life through a different lens and realize that they have different opportunity, different possibility, different way of being that they can choose seems like really important work right now to me. And, you know, as I sit here and I talk to you, the whole purpose of this chat was going to be about celebration. And we haven't even gotten to that yet, but celebration is so incredibly important. And these last couple months, I've just kind of had my head down doing the things, doing what I had on my priority list to do, and haven't spent a ton of time celebrating. And if you've been following me for any length of time at all, you know that I celebrate the little things. So I get a little win, I celebrate it. Every night when I go to bed, I consider at least one or two things of my day that I'm grateful for, because there is always, always something good. But somehow over the course of the last couple months, I haven't really been celebrating all those little things. And I really wanted to chat with you about that, because celebrating is where we bring to life the now. We're in the moment, we're here, and the day that we're living and breathing is a day worth celebrating, right? It's worth me celebrating that I let some of the things on my calendar go because I knew I couldn't do a lot. That in itself is worth a celebration. The simple fact that I'm not worrying about external things of me and or expectations that other people might have of me, that I pre-record this episode way before the episode's due the next day, have it all pre-planned out, and that's how everybody else does it. I don't do it that way sometimes because I can't. And I'm okay with that, right? And I'm going to celebrate that because I'm not doing what I feel I have to do. I'm having this chat with you right now because I feel like oftentimes it's important to have these conversations, right? It's things that we don't really talk about. And it's important that I'm having this chat with you right now. And maybe this is exactly the chat that we were meant to have. And this is the reason why none of those episodes got to happen, you know? But celebrating the fact that I didn't allow the expectations of others to force me into feeling like I had to do all these things. And instead, I could just take my time. I could go through this mucky middle bit that I've been working through in my personal development while also working on this amazing project with these incredible women that I know, while also building this small business and helping women in the way that I'm helping them and building a community online and doing all of these different things. There are so many things to celebrate. And I just wanted to remind you while I remind myself that celebrating really small wins is so incredibly important. Hey, I'm just going to interrupt this episode right here for a second because I want to invite you to join me in the Joy Project community. It's a place where me and a sisterhood of women are building meaningful connections with each other, where we don't feel the need to hold back or put on our best face. We just show up as we are. It's a place to be encouraged to say the things out loud, to build your confidence, to learn about yourself, and learn how to lean into your authenticity. It might be time for you to consider joining us. If you're feeling the pull for deeper connections, you want to have more honest conversations, and find a place you belong simply by being you. We meet online every week and we host an in-person social once every few months within the Waterloo region. So if you're feeling the pull to be a part of a group of women who are leaning in to focus on the good, to see life with a half cup full perspective and lifting each other up, this just might be what you've been looking for. Learn more and join us by visiting itsmechristinedee.ca/community. I really can't wait to see you in there. And for me, often those little celebratory moments are about things that I'm no longer doing because I felt the need to do, felt like I had to do, felt like I should do. Instead, I'm celebrating all the little moments that I'm like, yeah, that's a win. I didn't do that because I didn't want to do it. Woo! Let me celebrate that, right? Like, for example, I haven't really shown up a ton in my social media in the last 5 or 6 weeks. Now, that is, I love showing up on my social media. I love sharing my life with people out there. I love to be a voice for people to lean on and to be able to share that life is imperfect and all this shit goes on and we have no control of everything. Like, I love to share all the things there. But again, it was something else that I didn't have the energy for. So I stopped doing it. Not entirely. I would jump in every now and then. But for the most part, I've been actually been pretty quiet on social media outside of this Bloom event that I've been working on with these amazing women. And so again, there's another little moment of celebration. I didn't let the expectation of the algorithm make me show up to do those things when I just didn't have the space for it, didn't have the energy for it, didn't have the bandwidth for it, just didn't have it. Instead, I focused on the things that I really needed to focus on for me so that at the end of every day, I could actually feel like I still, you know, was living for me, that I was still living in my joy, that I'm still, you know, having dinner most nights with my kid and being able to make good food together and being able to connect with friends and having great conversation and having some of those things happen that are really, really important to me, right? So I just wanted to jump in here and say, you know, if you haven't been celebrating the little things, I really encourage you to start. And celebrating can be, like I said before, the little things, the little grateful moments that we have at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day. They can be the smallest little thing. Like right now, I'm grateful for this really delicious Radler I'm drinking. It's a grapefruit Radler, and it's got like, so it's a little bit sour or a little bit like, you know, punch in the cheeks, but it's really delicious. And I'm really enjoying it as I chat with you. And that's a little something to celebrate. I'm actually taking a few minutes to just sit here and talk into a microphone and just say it like I'm feeling it. And it's coming out in the moments that I'm feeling it. And I can sit here and do this with a beer and not feel like I'm being pulled in 15 different directions. This feels amazing. I'm going to celebrate that. And so I just really wanted to emphasize how important it is to celebrate. And when you're celebrating the little things all the time, you don't feel like you're waiting so long to celebrate something, you know? You ever notice that as you get older, like the really big wins come along much less often, right? Because when you're a kid, you find all kinds of things to celebrate, right? You had a great day at the park. Woo, I had a great day at the park with my friends. It was so fun. Or like you went to a great party. You're like, woo, that was such an awesome time last night. I had a great party. And, you know, we as adults tend to do less. We do. We tend to do less fun things. We tend to do less big things, or the big things, right? Those things that we think deserve celebration are much farther apart from each other than the little wee moments of celebration. So if we go that long before we celebrate ourselves, you know, maybe that's why we're feeling so murky, so like weighed down, because we're caught up in all the things we feel we should do or have to do, that we're not taking those few minutes to celebrate us. You know, we're not celebrating us for just being a human, for just, you know, having a great hot cup of coffee one morning, for doing your meditation for the first time in 3 weeks, you know, like whatever it is, those small celebrations, they really add up. And, you know, I talk a lot about joy, and I call myself a joy and mindset coach because I help women to sort of reframe, right? To reset that perspective and to sort of change the language and start to do things a little differently. And over time, those little shifts become bigger shifts, becomes easier to do once we practice them and we have proof that it's working for us. We can keep practicing those things. And so in this moment, I share the celebrations. Those little celebratory moments are so incredibly important. It doesn't need to involve anyone else. It can just be you. We don't need a big group of friends and a big party to go and celebrate something. Although there are definitely moments that that's, you know, what you want to do. But on a daily basis, that's not necessary for it to happen that way. We can celebrate ourselves in any minute of any day about the smallest of things. You know, you didn't yell back to your manager when they gave you a hard time at work. That's a win. Let's celebrate that. Right? You retained your composure. And, you know, there's all these different things that we can celebrate on a daily basis. And we don't, because we're not really encouraged to celebrate. We're encouraged to focus on checking the boxes and doing all these things and making sure we got our list done. You know, I talk to so many people that don't even take the time on the weekend to relax. They're still working on things on a checklist. And if we're always working on a checklist and we're not stopping to like say, oh yeah, look at what I did, or look at that moment I took for me, or look at that, I actually did 5 minutes of meditation this morning and my day has just been turned around as a result of them. So grateful for those 5 minutes. You know, it doesn't have to be big things. We get this idea that everything has to be grandiose and this big win. Nah, the beautiful things happen in those small moments. The beautiful things happen every single day. We've just been kind of blind to noticing them. We don't put them on our radar because somehow along the way we were taught, learned, observed that having little celebrations was childish, silly. And yeah, you know what? It is playful. It is fun to celebrate yourself, to have a little dance party in your kitchen. Yeah. Damn right that feels childish. Absolutely. Let's celebrate that. Because there's a little child in every single one of us, and it needs to come out on a more regular basis. Because when we're childish, not childish, when we're childlike and we're playful and we're playing and we're having fun and we're celebrating, it helps to relieve some of that stress. It helps to push off some of that big weight of the world that we sometimes feel. And it helps that checklist become much less difficult to do because we're having fun in the middle. It doesn't feel like our life is just about the work. It's also about the play and the fun. So I just want to leave you with this thought. What can you celebrate today? What are you going to start noticing? And what can you share with others that you're celebrating? Because, you know, here I sit and I tell you about my wins and about the fact that I'm trying to celebrate or am celebrating those small little things. And I'm telling you about it, and hopefully it'll impact your day and you'll go out and you'll celebrate some of those little things. And then you'll tell someone about the little things that you celebrated and that it's really important to celebrate little things. And imagine the ripple effect change that we can impact if we all start celebrating the little things and telling others that we're celebrating the little things. We're giving ourselves permission to do something small and get really big about it. Or just celebrate in our own bedroom about it, whatever. It's important to celebrate. So, on the topic of celebration, I also want to share that today was sort of a really big day. So in amongst all these little celebrations, today was the day that we launched the tickets for our Bloom event. We launched our early bird tickets at 8 o'clock this morning, and we were sold out of early birds before we could blink an eye. Half of our VIP tickets were sold. And this event that we have sunk our hearts into since May of this year until this episode launched, which we're almost in October, the event happens in March. We have sunk not every single, but a lot of heart and a lot of soul and a lot of nurturing into this space, into this event. And it's all coming together. And today it was like, you know, one of those bigger wins in the bigger game, right? And I'm glad and happy to say that I celebrated today. I celebrated with the women that I'm doing that event with. I'm celebrating with you right now and sharing it with you because that is a big win. But those big wins, like I said, don't come along all the time, right? So let's celebrate the little wins. Let's really celebrate the bigger wins and get in the habit of being playful and having fun so that we can lighten up our load. We can have a more enjoyable life and, believe it or not, lean into more joy. Isn't that what we all want? So I encourage you to go out and get a little lighter. Heck, maybe get yourself a Radler. It's a grapefruit version. It's really delicious. And celebrate yourself. You know, you don't need a beer to do that. I just want to say that. It's not related to alcohol. Do I even need to say that? It just so happens that I'm sitting here with a beer that it came up. But, you know, the celebration literally can be one of the things actually I do often is I often just put music in my earbuds and I start to dance wherever I am. Heck, I've done it while I'm walking down the street with my dog. I'm sure people are looking out their windows and think I'm this crazy, silly woman who lives in this small town and dances to her whatever music she's listening to earbuds. But you know what? It makes me feel good. And if it makes you feel good, I say go for it. So all that to say, this is another episode. I have some great guests that are going to be coming up over the course of the next several weeks. I'm getting back into the rhythm of getting those podcast guests lined up so that I can bring you some more really great conversations. And if you have a story you want to share, if you want to talk about something you've gone through or something that you're doing in your life or something that's different than the rest or something you just want to celebrate, something you want to talk about or say out loud, you know, when we say the things out loud, we connect to each other because we're actually more alike than we think. We're more connected than we would consider we are. And when we share our stories out loud, we help others feel less alone in what they're experiencing. So I hope that this little rant or whatever this was tonight, that there was a little something in it for you and you were able to pick up a little gem and you can walk out or dance out or celebrate out whatever that little thing is, because that's what we're meant here to do. I'm sure of it. We're not here on this planet to simply work like dogs and check off boxes on lists. Nuh-uh. We are here for fun. We are here for enjoyment. And we are here to celebrate each other and ourselves. So with that, I hope you have a great day and we'll see you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'd like to invite you to hit the follow button on this podcast so you'll be notified when the next one drops. And if you liked this episode, please leave a review as it will help others to find this message. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at It's Me, Christine D. Or if you'd like to connect about being a guest on the show, ask me about group or one-on-one joy and mindset coaching, learn more about the Joy Project community, or consider hiring me for your next speaking engagement, please visit itsmechristined.ca. Thank you again, and I'll see you next time.